This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
The title of our message today is The Promises and Provisions God Has Given the Church. The Promises and Provisions God Has Given the Church. The scriptures of our text today is going to be Ephesians 4, 11 through 12, 2 Peter 1 and 4, and Isaiah 53, 2 through 9. God has given us great and precious promises and provisions for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the purpose of uniting us all in the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This message has but one point, and that point is in the form of a question. Are you qualified to do the works Jesus did? I don't think we understand what Jesus has given us. He's given us undying love, faith. Without, we can't serve God. The Bible said without faith, we can't please God. He's given us power over demons and devils. He's given us grace and mercy, strength when we're weak. Oh my God, he's given us power over all the power of the enemy. In Luke 10 and 19, it says, God has given us power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And he said, nothing shall by any means hurt us. He's given us power over sickness and disease. Sin have no power over us. God has forgiven us of all of our sins. He's given us joy, in which he said we can draw water out of the wells of salvation. He's given us peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh my God, hallelujah to Jesus. And he's given us laughter that doeth good like a medicine. Now, how many of you know that we take that for granted? Laughter, God has given us that as a power tool, that when we laugh, it's going to do us good like a medicine. He's given us love that works by faith. Faith can defeat anything. This faith that God has given us, it can defeat anything. Anything that the devil can throw at us, faith can take care of that. It says we have faith that can move mountains, faith that destroys all the works of the devil. God has provided endless power through Christ. God blessed our food and our water. These are some of the blessings that God has given us. He's blessed our souls to prosper. He's anointed us to prosper. He's promised us help when we need him, to strengthen us when we need to be strengthened, to hold us up just like he did Jesus, so that we won't, if we dash our feet against a rock, he's there to pick us up. The angels will be there. He will dispatch angels to take care of us. He's forgiven all of our sins. He's healed all of our sicknesses and diseases. And how many know that sickness and disease is running rampant all over the world today? Every time you look up and look at the TV, there's some new sickness has been named. But I want to tell you that he said that he has delivered us from all of those curses. And those curses are found in Deuteronomy. All those curses of sicknesses, those that are here on the earth and those that are still yet to come, God has delivered us through Jesus Christ from all sickness and disease. He's crowned us with love and kindness and tender mercies. Oh, praise the Lord. He's renewed our youth just like the eagle. Praise the Lord. Through Christ, we have salvation. We are overcomers. Hallelujah to Jesus. At least we can take time. This is what we should do. At the very least, we should take time and get on our knees. Be completely transparent before the Lord. Be completely sincere and ask God to help us to get in that place of supernatural ability and power. So when we speak, the devil will flee. The devil will flee in terror of us, and not us flee from Satan. Right now, Satan have most of us running, rubbing our hands, not knowing what to do. It's as if we don't have any power because we don't know how to use the power that God has given us. God has given us great power through Jesus Christ. Jesus suffered humiliation. And I'm going to read Isaiah 53:2-9, and it'll give you some indication of what Jesus went through. We just think that he went on the cross and he died. Or maybe he went and he was slapped around by the rulers and the dictates of that day. But that's not all Jesus went through with. And in Isaiah 53:2, it says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men." Oh my God, the one that has given us everything, and he is despised and rejected of men. Praise the Lord. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Grief. We hid as if our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. And then this is the verse that we all read this verse. But we need to read the verses up above that show you the suffering that Jesus went through with. It wasn't a piece of cake that he had to go through this stuff. This was real, it was hard, and it was harsh. I wonder how many of us could go through this today. Verse 4 says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." He was afflicted, saints. He was afflicted for us. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed." See, we are healed. But how many of us know how to get to that place of healing? How many of us know how to get on our face before the Lord and get that healing that's already been given? Jesus will not have to come down again to give us healing. He's already done that. It's already here. All we have to do is be sincere before the Lord. Get on our knees and say, "Lord, I need you to help me. I need you." Get where we're not ashamed. Get where we're not going to be before people, because most of us get ashamed, and we're just face it. Some of us are ashamed of the gospel. We're ashamed to let people see where we are and where our needs are. But we need to talk to the Lord. We need to get before him and say, "Lord, I need this power. This power that you have given us." And you know what he'll say? "Get on your knees and pray." That's the answer to everything. It's through prayer and supplications we make our requests known unto God. And then God can deliver us from sickness. He can deliver us from disease. He can deliver us from seeing our loved ones torn apart with all kind of sicknesses and all kind of disease. And Lord knows there's so many you can't count them. And every day seemed like it's a new one coming up. And verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." See, that's what's happened today. We've all turned to our own way. Some of us lack a deep Christian life. Some of us lack a light Christian life. Some of us just like to live it the way we want to live it. But that's not the way God said. We're going to have to live it the way he said. I don't care who get in the pulpit and who say these little nice, sweet things every Sunday morning, every Wednesday. That's not going to get healing to us. We are going to have to do like Paul and Silas. We're going to have to do like all the other saints. We're going to have to go up into our prayer room, and we're going to have to ask God to have mercy on us. Lord, give us that deep abiding love that's in you. Give us that deep abiding care and concern about you and about the things that Jesus did, so that we can have this healing, so that we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. This is what we have to do, saints. It's not some little fly-by-night thing that we could do that's going to give us the power of God. It's going to take just what it did for Abraham, for Isaac, for Jacob, and for Jesus Christ himself. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying, and he was asking his Father, "Oh, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass." But you know what he ended up saying? "But if it be thy will," you know, he's going to go on with it. And that's exactly what he did. And let me tell you, Jesus suffered for us. Now, how many of us is going to suffer one or two meals to fast and pray and get on our knees and ask God to help us to come into that supernatural place, that place where healing is, that place where deliverance is? That's what we need to get to. Amen. We can't go our way. We got to go the way of the Lord. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Oh, praise God. Yes, Lord. He was bought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep unto her shearers is dumb, as he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison, from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? See, what you don't understand, Jesus, he couldn't bring a generation of his children into this world because he had to die for the sins of the whole world. He had to die for all these generations that have to come through. That's what Jesus did. So he didn't have a chance to have a family. So I don't know about you, but I thank God. I thank God for giving us this opportunity through Jesus Christ. And I will not let a moment go by without saying, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the things that you've done for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me." And then we go on to verse 8. He says, "He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgressions of my people. Was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth." Praise the Lord. There was no deceit in Jesus's mouth. Jesus was not a liar. He was not deceiving. Now, I don't know about us today, but I believe that it's a lot of deceit going on in the church. We're deceiving one another. We're deceiving ourselves. Because anytime you think that this great salvation that Jesus died to give us, anytime you think that you don't have to do nothing to receive from God, there's something wrong with you. You're living a deceitful life, and you're living a life out of ignorance. Because if just the same thing it took for Peter and Paul, if they had to get on their knees and pray before the Lord, then we're going to have to do the same thing. If Jesus himself had to pray, then we're going to have to pray also. So I just thank God for this message today. This is one that where I asked you this question. I asked you this very question. Can you say that you can do the work that Jesus did? Can you do the work that Jesus did? Are you qualified to do the work that Jesus did? Can you get on your knees and pray before the Lord until the Lord open the windows of heaven and pour that blessing out on you? Pour that anointing out on you that you can preach the word. You can teach the word. You can bring others to Christ. Praise the Lord. And you can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. You can unstop the deaf ears. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We need to be able to do those things, saints. We need to be able to do them because let me tell you something. That's the work that God left here for us to do through Jesus Christ. The same work that Jesus did. He said we should do that work and greater works. Are you qualified and can you do these works? We'll take up with this the next lesson.
All right, family, you have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box.